high above the Indian Ocean, disaster strikes. More than 10 kilometers in the air, all four engines of a British Airways 747 stop working. The cabin is filling with smoke, and the jet is falling towards the ocean. The crew fight to keep their plane from crashing into the sea and struggle to understand what's crippled their massive jet. While many passengers have been traveling for almost a day, the crew is fresh. The 747 is more than 10 kilometers above the ocean. As the attendants try to reassure their passengers, the flight crew are stunned as their bizarre situation suddenly gets much worse. With no engine power and no idea what has crippled their plane, British Airways Flight 9 begins falling from the sky. I'm going to take you on a journey into the human imagination, back to a time when the values and ideas and dreams of the modern world were born. 200 years ago, monarchy was falling to the power of people's revolutions. Industry and commerce were becoming the driving forces of existence, and advances in science were changing the way life itself was understood. In Britain, a group of poets and novelists pioneered an alternative way of living. The enduring power of their writing haunts us to this day and inspires us still with visions of nature. At a time when the world was becoming increasingly mechanized, these romantics sought an intense relationship with the natural world. In so doing, they would revolutionize our perception of life itself. The red glow of Mars is an omnipresent feature of our night sky. But it's only when viewed up close that this rusty planet really begins to reveal its secrets. Other than our home planet, there is no world we know in such detail. That's thanks to the numerous successful satellites and rovers we've sent there over the past 50 years. And the landscapes they've looked down upon tell astonishing stories. Vast plains riddled with hundreds and thousands of craters. Deep canyons and strange rock formations. And scenery not seen anywhere on Earth. We've photographed every corner of the planet, and plans are now underway to send the first humans to Mars. But what does it take to get there? How can we survive on the surface? And where are the best places to explore?